With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Windsor police have suspended a constable with pay after he was charged by police in Toronto. Harman Waheed faces a charge of assault causing bodily harm. Police say he's been a member for a year. They're not saying anything else about it, saying the matter is now before the courts. It's been a record-breaking year for Invest Windsor Essex. It landed over $8 billion in investment last year, most of that from the EV battery plant and its supply chain.
You know, we're very close on another $1 billion of investment, and the number of jobs with that, another 1,000, mostly in manufacturing again, so, you know, times three. We're in a period of unprecedented growth.
Executive Director Stephen McKenzie admits it'll be hard to top. The City of Windsor wants to clear the air over its licensing regime for landlords with four or fewer rental units in Wards 1 and 2. Craig Robertson with the City says an upcoming court action has some people confused about whether the City can enforce it because some landlords are fighting it.
Individuals thought that the bylaw was not enforceable and that it was no longer in effect until the injunction hearing. The bylaw does exist. It has been enacted. Landlords that have 1 to 4 units in Wards 1 and 2 are still required to get a license.
Robertson says the City doesn't normally enforce bylaws when they first come into effect anyway. So far, 650 landlords have registered their units. Workers at the Windsor Salt Mine have been off the job 105 days now. Unifor's Local 1959 and 240 plan to hold a day of activities tomorrow. At noon, at Fine Salt on Prospect Avenue, they'll have activities for the family. And then at 4:30, there's a barbecue at the mine on Morton Drive. A 15-year-old can now be a lifeguard in Ontario. The province lowered the age from 16 to help communities cope with a shortage of lifeguards. Both municipalities and businesses have had trouble finding enough people qualified to be a lifeguard. The change goes into effect today. Before 15-year-olds can do it, though, they still have to pass a series of swimming tests and have a certificate. And the number of people with inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, is expected to jump to 470,000 by 2035. Crohn's and Colitis Canada stated that statistic in a recent report. CTV News says it's calling for action to ensure those people are cared for. Right now, more than 322,000, or 0.8% of the population, has it. Baseball this evening has the Jays in New York to take on the Mets, and the Tigers are in Chicago to play the White Sox. The Stanley Cup Finals get underway tomorrow night in Las Vegas with the Golden Knights playing the Panthers. Sunshine, 32 today. Tonight will be clear, down to 19. Sunny to start tomorrow, then sun and cloud around lunch and maybe a shower in the afternoon. 31, feeling like 36 tomorrow. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.